gem, Casey. Not a man can touch him when it comes to putting together poems. Look, poems that is permanent. Poems that will last when a lot of them other poets is long since forgotten. I know them other poets with their black hats and their bloody ribbons. The point of playing be gem, Casey. When things go wrong and will not come right, though you do the best you can, when life is black as the hour of night, a point of playing is your only man. What do you think of that now, huh? Well now. When money is tight and hard to get, and your horse is also ran, when all you have is a heap of debt, a point of playing is your only man. When health is poor and your heart feels strange, and your face is pale and wan, when the doctor says you need a change, a point of playing is your only man. There is one thing in this poem I think you'll have to agree. Permanence. When food is scarce and your larder bare and no rashers grease your pan, when hunger grows as your meals get rare, a point of playing is your own. But wait till you hear the last verse. The final polish off. In times of trouble and lousy strife, you still have a darling plan. You still can turn to a brighter life. A point of playing is your only man. That is a poem that will be heard wherever the Irish race is wont to gather. A poem that will last as long as there's a hard root of an Irishman left by the Almighty on this planet. Mark my words.
Of course, my pal Casey, he's got a farm in Ireland. It's so cold over there at the moment, the hens are laying from a kneeling position. I saw him outside his little cottage. He was sawing away at a piece of timber. I said, how are you keeping, Casey? I'm very well, says he. But the wife's got a bad cold. I said, is that her coffin? He says, no, I'm making a hen house. What we have to... All good things must come to an end. And now the part of the act you've all been waiting for. The end. And here's a little song entitled People in Glass Houses Shouldn't. They're building a house at the end of our street. There's a scaffolding 20 feet high. And the carpenters, they have been busy all day on the perches way up in the sky. The smaller one of them fell down from the roof and fell on his face in the ground. I ran, picked him up. I said, are you hurt? But he looked up to me and he said, no, I had to come down for nails. I had to come down for nails. Kill, not a bit of it. No, not at all. You must be mistaken. That wasn't the fall. I was just in a bit of a hurry, that's all. And I had to come down for nails. Two fellas were fighting down in our street, and I with the crowd gathered round, when suddenly one got a smack in the mouth and fell in his face on the ground. I ran, picked him up, I noticed his mouth, and I said as I lifted his head, good gracious, young man, he's knocked out two teeth. Don't matter, a bit thir, he says. I've been thinking of having them out. I've been thinking of having them out. It's a good job for me that I've had this row. I shan't have to go to the dentist, I vow. They've been giving me pain for a long time now, so I shan't have to get them out. I saw a young lady last week on a bike. She was riding full belt down the hill. She had no brake, so she couldn't pull up, and I saw she was in for a spill. She got to the bottom, ran into the wall, and fell on her face on the ground. I ran, picked her up, and I said, are you hurt? But she looked up to me, and she said, no, I always get off like that. I always get off like that. I've broken my bike and I've torn me clothes. I fancies a piece off the end of me nose. It's a peculiar way that I've got to suppose. But I always get off like that. Ah, that's it.
I remember one time getting into trouble there during the war when they dropped the bombs. I wrote a little monologue saying, with the full orchestra playing differently, playing, saying it hovered high above them all, the village of Campile. Campile was the village where they dropped the bomb. And the people looking upward greeted Jerry with a smile. They waved their hands in token, for the sight looked grand to some, but Hitler or Hell's Angels simply answered with a bomb. What a simple comic. I don't wish to be sublime, but it might have been your mother, your sister, I, or mine. But on the Saturday night, Herr Hempel, he was the ambassador, came down in full ambassadorial uniforms, and they lined the front seats. And as soon as I started on it, they all stood up and gave me the Nazi salute and walked out up the aisle to the boos of the audience. And I got a letter after, threatened what the Fuhrer would do to me when the war was over.